Morning, Booker Till. Today's Amud and Araisa is Rosh Hashanah. Moving along, Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalin Amud Beis. Rosh Hashanah Dalin Beis. We left off Dalin Amud Aleph at the two dots, right? Dalin Amud Aleph, two dots, Vili Regalim. Okay, says the Gemara. We had said in the Mishnah that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim and for Regalim for Yom Tevim. We're Dalin Amud Aleph towards the bottom by the two dots. Says the Gemara Regalim Bechav Nisanu. Asked the Gemara a question that Yossi is going to very much enjoy. Regalim, you tell me it's the first of Nisan? Chamishas Nisanu. When we talk about Yom Tevim, if Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, but when do Regalim start? The first regal in Nisan is, of course, on Tezvav Nisan, in the middle of Nisan. So not mamish your question, but the Gemara is essentially asking, you're asking that the Rosh Hashanah should be from then. The Gemara is asking, the practice of Kamina is from them. Same thing, says the Gemara. Amar Chizda, regal Shabbai, Rosh Hashanah Regalim. So Rav Chizda says, no, the regal in this month of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Regalim. So Nisan is the new year for Regalim, and what it means is that the regal that takes place in Nisan is Taka Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina l'neder l'meik l'ma b'altacha. The big Nafkamina is for a person makes a neder when he is ever subject to the law of b'altacha. Reb Shimon, and it goes to Reb Shimon, the Tanya, we learned that Abaisa, Echad HaNoid, Vechad HaMakdash, Vechad HaMarech, whether a person makes a neder vow, he makes something hektish, he makes a pledge of Erechin, Kivich Avlov Shalish Regalim, Avibat Acher. Once he passes three Regalim without paying his pledge, he's Avibat Acher, that's the Tanakama. Any three Regalim pass, he didn't fulfill his pledge, he's Avibat Acher. Reb Shimon Aymer, Shalish Regalim, Kisidran, Vechagamatzas Tchila. He says, it's got to be three Regalim, but they got to be in order. And what's the order? Chagamatzas is first, which is our din. That basics first, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. He has to go through that order in succession to be about Tacher. V'chein her Rishimim Chayim. Rishimim Chayim. That's the same person. Rishimim is Stam Rishimim. The Mishnah is good to know is Rishimim Chayim. So now we're telling to the Brice what we have. V'chein her Rishimim Chayim. Rishimim Chayim used to say Regalim. We talk about Regalim for the Isser of Bal Tacher, Pamim Shleisha, Pamim Arba, Pamim Chamisha. Sometimes it takes three Yom Tovim, sometimes it takes four, sometimes it takes five. Very simple math. Why? Ketzad, not Lefei Pesach. Makes another right before Pesach, so it's three Regalim. If he goes through Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, in no order, he's over. If he's not Lefei Pesach Shleisha, Lefei Atzeres, if he makes a neder in between Pesach and Shavuos, we're going in order of the year, so before Pesach, it's three. In between Pesach and Shavuos, you have five. Because you have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You have five. Because it's got to be Kisidron. And of course, if it makes an end between Shavuos and Sukkos, Lefnei HaChag, a neder before Chag, Arba, he'll have four Yom Tovim. Fekta Pnei Yeshua. You tell me the Nafkamina of the din of our Mishnah, of when the new year for Yom Tovim is for Bal Tacher. What's the practical Nafkamina? There's going to be, when it's going to be clear in the Sugya, there's a mitzvah asay, Veis Mishama, there's a mitzvah asay to be Mikayim, your pledge right away. That's an asay. The Leis asay, this is, of course, the Bal Tacher. What would be the Nafkamina of a Leis over an asay? The Leis asay would be, the Nafkamina of a Leis would be getting Malkus. But how was one over Bal Tacher? Passively, by not breaking the carpet. The halacha is, means machloikis, but pashas we say, that ain leikin, on a lot, at least say, shame by Mesa. At least say, we didn't do an act, and at least say, you don't get a malchus. So we're being very busy trying to determine when is exactly the new year, the guy being, at least say, manavshach. Out bringing it, you have a chiv asay right away. You have a chiv asay, the first yant of pashtas. You have a chiv asay right away to bring it every yant, you don't bring it, you have an asay. Out malchus, at least say, lachari, you don't get malchus. Anyway, regardless, no matter whether you're ever one yom tov, two yom tov, three yom tov, three yom tov, kisidron, you're not getting malchus anyway. So what's the nafkamina? Why are we so focused on the yom tov being in order, the setup for bal tacher l'chayra? It shouldn't make such a nafkamina. That is the question of the pesach. So one answer he gives is that maybe the asay itself is telling leis asay. Maybe we can, when you have an asay and leis in the same sugya, we can give us a guideline, and even the asay telling leis asay. It's one malach. Another malach that they discuss is that maybe the to be Avar and Leisa say, Nafkamina is for an Asay, a person only has to give up a shlish of his nechasim. Right? After a shlish, after chaymish, discussions, how much he has to give up for any mitzvah. For a Leisa say, a person has to give up all his money. You have to be Avar Leisa, he has to give up all his money. And therefore, Nafkamina for Leisa say versus Asay is, yeah, you're right, this Asay right away. That only requires him to give up, let's just say, a chaymish. Right? But for a Leisa say, you have to give up all his money, you have to know, when is it? When you have to, therefore, in order to know, how much he has to give up. But on that inheritance, side point, that according to speak out, a Gishmaka point, that the whole difference between Asay and Leisay is, why do you have to give up all your money for Leisay and not for an Asay? Because an Asay, by definition, is a kumbasay. You have to get up and do the mitzvah. To get up and do the mitzvah, or not doing the mitzvah, is kind of passive. So when you're neglect to do a mitzvah as passive, or doing the mitzvah is an active act, you don't have to spend more than, quote, 20% to be mekayim and asay. By Elisa say, where you're actively being oivir in Isser, gotta give away your money. That Elisa say. But our case again is Elisa say, where you're being oivir not through an act. How are you being oivir, Elisa say? By not bringing it. So the whole lumdus of the difference between why you do a shlish versus all your money wouldn't apply over here. So even though it's a nice kishmak achab, a chil between asay and Elisa say, and trying to figure out exactly where that Elisa is, they we lose that element, that svara of mamnas really shouldn't apply, because misvara, the din of baltacher, should be restricted to the same chemish or shlish, not all the money. Right. The most simple answer is, okay, the bottom line is, forget about malchus, forget about money. It's a leis essay, exactly. It's a leis essay. Very good title. It's a leis essay. You want to know when you have a leis essay, right? That's the base. You want to know when exactly is the person have a leis essay. That itself is reason enough. I mean, obviously, Pnei Shua is asking it, there's more to it. Okay, but that would be the simple explanation. Fine. Tanava. We have a race on the topic. We're going to actually end up with a machlekes, a five-way machlekes, when one is Eivra and Baltacher. Very straightforward. Amen, just a little cheshbon, but very straightforward. Tanava. Chayv Adamim, Berichin. People chayv money, they pledged to may something. Or Erichin, usually the person pledges to may of himself, to may of another person. Or Erichin, again, another form, but Erichin has fixed values in the Torah, but same idea, he's pledging an obligation to Hekdesh. Charamim, there's two types of charamim. Charamim could be charamim that go to the Kayanim, or charamim that go to Hekdesh. We're Pashas, we're talking about charam Hekdesh over here in this case. Bagdashus, Ostam, when he's making something. Chatas Vashamas, pledges a Chatas Vashasham. Again, I should take that back, pledges the wrong word. Designates a Chatas Vashasham, he can't pledge. He can only bring a Chatas Vashasham. If you're mechuyev for a chait, a chatas rasham, but he set it aside. Eilus shlamim, or if he has eilus or shlamim, bechar meiser or pesach, a bechar meiser or a pesach tapam beis, lekash chabeya. All these things, lekash chabeya. Kivin she avro leim shashu golem. Once he passed through three golem, he's over on baltacher. Once he passed through three golem, is the first shita. He's over baltacher. The Rambam's going to go through a list. Right now in the Brisa of dissenting views, we have one sheet that says three regalim. Any three regalim, any order, Yaver, Rav Shimon, we know, obviously already knows, argues, before we get there, just the top three words of the page. Leket Shechem Peah. Leket Shechem Peah Bal Ta'acher. Everything else is going to the Mikdash. Everything else we discussed, we might change your Shlayim. But everything, right? Or Meiser, sorry, Meiser means Meiser Behemoth, as Rashi says. Meiser means Meiser Behemoth. So everything else on the list is either Karbanas or Meiser to the base of Mikdash. Simple. Leket Shechem Peah, you're supposed to leave for Dani. Bal Ta'acher, what's your Bal Ta'acher? Top Taisvis, jump in Taisvis. It says, Chayiv Lanich Besada. What does it mean, Baldacher? The Shakaluhu of a place, say, the Savais Lakit. Veloi Sashav. Veloi Sachala, Uxiv, Lani Vagir Tazav. Veyachat of an Alam. If the guy was Iver and he took it, he was supposed to leave it in the field, but he did not. He took it in. If he took it, then he's Chayiv Lahachzer. He has to go back and return it to Aniyim. And now we're giving a time frame. What's this man that he's? That he, if he doesn't return it by that time, he's Eivah Baltacher. We're saying three regalim. So Enoch Rami, the Iker Din, of course, is leaving the field. But if you even you took it, you're Eivah Baltacher. If you don't give it to him by that point, Aydei Shafarish the Shakel Beheter. We're not talking about we took a Bisser. Tari says about four lines into the narrow line. Tari says another pshat. We're talking about we took a Beheter. What's the case? Good luck on him. Azik Baltacher. Father Mina B'Seif Azrua Levi Zura B'Kisher Leva Aniim L'Mishkaleket L'Mishkat. Leket, Lemishka Leket, Askamid of Sheshis, Amalani Blagir Tazavasam, Leila Irvim. So Levi had in his field this Leket. There were no Aniyim to take it, Baruch Hashem. I mean, out of Baruch Hashem, well, unfortunately, there's no Aniyim to give him its chusim, where Babas Naf Yud, Aniyim there to be Mizaka, the everyone else. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, there were no Aniyim. So what did he do with Leket? So Levi went to Rav Sheshis, who said, the Torah says leave it for the Aniyim. Didn't say leave it for the ravens. Leave it to, for it to get destroyed. Rather, take it for yourself. Ella le'aver imkanas b'sech b'esei. Umiyum, right? We're saying, so in that case, he takes a beheter. But when he takes a beheter, his Aniyim, he still has a mitzvah to find Aniyim to give it to. He still has a mitzvah, right? You take it for yourself because there's no Aniyim, but he still has a mitzvah to find Aniyim to give it to. Okay, these are various scenarios where we're saying leket shechem peah have a time frame that is relevant. Says the Gemara. Let's keep the cheshbon in the machlokes. So we're saying in all these items, the Tanakhama says, you're chayiv baltacher if you go through three yom and don't satisfy your obligation to bring the base mikdash. Rosh Hashanah Eimer, Shashagam Kisidron, like we had on Amr Aleph, three regalim, Kisidron, Vachal, Matzah Tchila. It's got to be the three yom tovim in order, and Pesach is first. Rameh Eimer, Kibit Shafar Leim Regal Achad. Rameh says, one regal, I have baltacher. Rablaz Be'akav Eimer, fourth opinion. Kivan Sha'avru Alayam Shnei Regalim Ayfer Baltacher. Once he passed through two Yom Tov, because says not three, not one, two Yom Tov. The Rambam bring sources for these Tanaim. Once you have two Regalim, he passes through. He's Ayfer Baltacher. Remember, Mishnah Rav Elazar Yaakov is Kavanaki. The Mishnah Rav Elazar Yaakov is Kavanaki, and we always quote the famous Gematria Kav is Gematria Kuf Beis. Kavnaki means it's not so numerous, it's a Kav, it's measured, but it's very crisp. And we typically pass like Rabbi Yaakov. As a general rule, we pass like him, I'm not sure here. We do, as a general rule, we pass like Rabbi Yaakov, but the Gematria of Kav, Tipa Judah pointed out to us in the past, I think it's Rabbi Chanan or Rabbi Geshem, I think it's Rabbi Chanan, who quotes it in one of the Mesechtas, Kav is 102, there's 102 members in Shas from Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, says so Rabbi Yaakov, two regalim, is Baldacher, and lastly, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Kimish Avalayim, Chagasukas, or Baldacher. He holds that the deciding factor is Chagasukas. Once he passes through Chagasukas, that's when one is Aver on Baldacher. Okay, says the Gemara. My time Tanakamu says, Stamazai three regalim, Michti, Minayo Selik. The Pasuk just finished describing the Shal Shogon. The Pasuk was Ramil describing. It says, Shalosh Pam Mashana, Yerakosukas Pay Hashem Akecha, Babakashim Kamat Sakhshul Chagasukas. And then it goes on to discuss again the three regalim. So it already was discussing the three regalim, and it goes on again to discuss the three regalim. Says Gemara, Lamali Lamahadi Mechtiv, Bechagamatz Chagshus Vakasukas. Why does it have to repeat the Chagamatz Chagshus Vakasukas? Shmamino Lebaltach. It's coming to repeat it to say, that's the Shir for Baltach. By repeating the three Amtevim, it's teaching me the three Amtevim. He goes not in any particular order, but the iser of Baal Tacher, one's aver, bypassing through Yugal. What's Tanakam? Reb Shimon Eimer, Ein Tzarech Lamer B'Chagas Sukkos, Shabbat Yibakasav. The specific Yom Tov the Pasuk was discussing over there. This leaning comes up all the time. Yom Tov, we lay in this leaning. The specific Yom Tov we had been finishing up with was Sukkos. And from there it went on to Chagamatzah, Chagasukkos. So he's adding an element that Chagasukkos in particular didn't have to be mentioned. Laman Emar, Shabbat Yibakasav, because that's what the Pasuk was talking about. Laman Emar, why did he mention Chagasukkos? Lemishza Achra. There's a Shem and Shita that goes considering in order Chagamatzah's first. It's funny, he could have just said the repetition of the words were Chagamatzah, Chagasukkos. It puts Chagamatzah's first. Even Tanakama's Drusha, right, is Darshi the Pesukim that said all three of them extra, and it says Chagamatzah's first. That could have been a Gishmak source of Shem as well. Gemara says, no, Shem's source is because Chagasukkos was repeated, and it was repeated to teach me. That's the last one. That's the, you know, the final straw. So it's got to be the three of them in order, and Chagasukkos is last, which means, obviously, Chagapesach, Chagamatzah is first. Okay. Rameir says, you're for anyone Yom Tov, Maitaima. Tichsev, Rameir, Maitaima, Tichsev, Uvasa Shama, Vavi, Vase, Vashama. It says the Pasuk, you should come there, and you should bring there the carbon. So we'll understand, every time you come to Beis Hamikdash, you got to bring a carbon, that's it, anything you're owed. So therefore, we learn Baal Tacher is already with one Yom Tov. Rabbanan, who lasay, the Chum say, that pasuk is only for lasay, it's not for lasay to say, right? The Minacham agreement that there's an asay every Yom Tov, this goes back to the Peshu we've referenced before. There's an asay every Yom Tov, the Chum agreement, but it's just lasay, not lasay. Our mayor will tell you, this really starts to border on the Peshu's first answer. Rabbi will tell you, Kivin Dambalei Rechmana Isi, since the Torah says bring it, Isi, then bring it, Mele Kamei Baal Tacher. And therefore he's Eir Baal Tacher. It seems to be what he's saying is, since the Torah says it's an Asay, and being Eir Baal Asay, that's almost like that's a revelation that you also have the Leis to say. That seems to be the simple Daish, or maybe saying something deeper, but the simple reading is, since the Torah says, you mask him, the word of the Pasuk there is Asay, but since the Torah says bring it, and it's saying that you're supposed to be bringing it, you're not bringing it, it makes sense to say that that would be the Shir for the Leis to say as well, again, which is essentially, that was the first idea that we brought from the Meishu before. Okay. Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov, Maitaiba, Rabbi Zakov was the fourth opinion. He says, one is Eiver, by Tur Golem. Why? Tichsiv Eila Tasla Hashem b'mayadechem plural. We darsha miyat ma'idim shnayim. The miyat of plural is always two, and therefore one who's over on two is going to be chayiv. One who passes two yom tov without bringing his karbanos is chayiv baltachar v'rabbanu. What do they do with this drasha? It says two. Miyat Rabbi Shnayim. Who's Rabbi Yaina? Dam Rabbi Yaina. Hukshu. There's a famous Hekesh Rabbi Yaina. That's not this. Am Rabbi Yaina. Hukshu kol ma'idim zel zeh kulam zel zeh. All the ma'idim were compared one to another. Shekul mechaper maltumas mekdashasha. We know the stam karbanos tipa that are brought on yom tov. By the way, I think mishchedesh is the same as well. The stam karban musaf, the karbanos tipa that are brought are a kapara for those that accidentally went into the mikdash b'tuma. So we're being makish ma'idechem. All the ma'idim went to another to say that that's the purpose. That's the purpose that the karbanos serve. A person who knows he went to the mikdash b'tuma, by the way, and did by mistake, he has to bring what? A karban olivier. He has to bring some form of chatos. He has to bring his own karban olivier. But a person who doesn't know, he's covered by this carpet seeper, and was saying it applies by all yamim tayvim. What's another famous hekesh yagayna samizai some ideas that I was referring to? The Gemara in Yevamos famously hukshu kol arayas zelazet about all the dinim arayas. So we learn out many dinim. If by one erva we learn out that ha'ara ba'al was enough, it goes to all arayas, right? The various dinim that we say by any particular erva is going to be by all arayas. Why? Because hukshu the Torah is makash per the Rinyana. It says v'nichusu on a fashas ayisas kikol yas, right? By the psukim over there in Vayikra about the arayas, the pasuk is makash all the arayas. That's the in throughout Masechtas Yevamos, comes up in other places as well, but in Masechtas Yevamos, in a few places, handful of places, we have famously what's referred to as Hekesha Derabiena, just like references, Hekesha Derabiena. Okay, says the word. For Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, my time. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he said once ever for Sukkot alone. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, Layem, Chagasukka, which is really the same deek that we had before from Rabbi Shimon. I'm not sure if this Rabbi Lazar, Shimon is the same as Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Yechai, but it would be interesting against his father. There's the same deek of Rabbi Shimon that what? Rabbi Shimon said, Sukkot was extra. He uses being extra to say it's the last of the three Amtavim, so you need to have three Amtavim in a proper Seder, namely Pesach first, Shavuot second, and Sukkot third. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is just starting the Sukkot, the Sukkot is extra because we were talking about it. That one particular is extra. Lama Nemo, and say it, Lemer, Shazegarim. Sukkot is what causes it. So whether the person makes the pledge before Pesach, before Shavuot, or before Sukkot, when's your Batacher? Once he gets past, once he gets through of Sukkot. Okay. Now the word is Eskasha on two of the opinions. For a mayor, the third and fourth opinions. For a mayor, for a blessed Yaakov. They went to totally different sources. All the other sources, Tanakam, Rav Shimon, and Rav Blas, Rav Shimon, they all used the psukkim over there seem to repeat Chagamatz, Chagashuos, Chagasukkos. Even though Rav Blas and Rav Shimon didn't use the lower petition, he just used Chagasukkos, and Rav Shimon also just used Chagasukkos, but it's repeating it. The Gabe, I'm telling you, the Gabe, we're saying it was relevant to Baldacher. We understand the repetition. But according to our mayor, the source was Vavesim Shama. It was connected to that say, Vavesim Shama. According to Rabbi Lazar Yaakov, the source was Mayadechem, plural. So what did they do with this yiter, we'll call it, of Chagamatz, Chagashos, Chagasukkos, that seems to be extra. My Darshim, where the Darshim from it answers the Gemara, Bailey, Lechid Rabbi Lazar, Am Rabbi Ishaya. Dar Rabbi Lazar, Am Rabbi Ishaya. Following Memra. Menayin Lat Sarah, Sheish Latashlum Kol Shiva. This is extremely relevant. How appropriate is it? We're sitting right now within the 7 days. We didn't say Tachman today. Probably would have found some other excuse. But we didn't say Tachman today. Why? Because we're in the 7 days. Well, it's really 6 days. But we're in the Tashlumen days of Shuas. We know Pesach, you could be in the Chagigah. It's supposed to be the first day of Pesach, but if not, you bring all 7 days. Shuas, Sukkot, sorry, you could bring it all 7 days after the first day, meaning including Shemitah Tzeres, so for 8 days. How do you know Shuas, even up to one day Yomtiv? You have a makeup period, How do we know? It says that Marab, the Bayalei, they actually purposely, this year came out, that there used to be a Yom Tavuach after Shavuos for Karbanos, so people were able to bring on Shavuos. They make it up, and the day after Shavuos was specifically called Yom Tavuach. This year, the day after Shavuos, Shavuos is Friday, the day after Shavuos is Shabbos, and therefore the Yom Tavuach would be pushed to Sunday, but I think there was a takana not to make Yom Tavuach Sunday because of something to do with the minim. How much it relates to the, the Machos Shabbos, the way they view Machos Shabbos, they used to say that it always is on a Sunday, Yom Tavuach. And Yom Tavuach is not always on a Sunday. So when Yom Tavuach is on a Sunday, Chaz Lahu Masakin, not to the Yom Tavuach on Sunday. But again, it relates to this, it relates to our topic of you're getting a little sidetracked, but this is the 1 year where it comes out that we specifically don't have that Yom Tavuach on Sunday. But the point is, there's a 6 day Tashlumen after Shavuos, so a full 7 days you can bring Tashlumen. How do we know? By the way, it's a Machlaikis in, I just happened to learn this yesterday, not to throwing ideas, there's Machlaikis in Chagiga on, I want to say it's Tes, or Taf Yud, Machlaikis, whether it's a Tashlumen, meaning the first day is the Chiyav, and the rest of the days are Tashlumen the first day? Or no, there's a Chiyav once of all 7 days. Nice time to Shemachlaikis. Nafkamina is, Tchmak Nafkamina, what if the guy wasn't a Bar Chiyuv the first day? After Nafkamina was the same guy as a Katan on the first day, and he became a Gadol on the second day, or the third day. If it's a Tashlumen Zelazah, so he's Chiyav, just because he became a Gadol, he right now is during Yantiv, he's a Gadol, he's got to bring it. But if it's the first day is a Chiyav, the other days are Tashlumen, then he wouldn't have to bring it if the first day he was a Katan. Gemara brings Nafkamina, the Mar Nafkamina over there is Chiger. Chiger Mishnah, the first mission of Chagiga. If a person's a Chiger, if he's lame, he's not Machiyuv to bring it. Let's say he was lame and he got healed. Baruch Hashem, he got healed. So if he's lame on the first day, if it's a tashlumen, meaning if it's a makeup of the first day, the Gemara's lashon, by the way, both is tashlumen, just to be clear. If it's a makeup of the first day, so the ikur is the first day, he was patur on the first day, he's no chiyuv to make it up. But if it's tashlumen zelazeh, the first day is also tashlumen the second, they mean they're all their own chiyuv. That's a tashlumen zelazeh, it really means it's all one chiyuv, then you'd have to make it up. Okay, but back to our Gemara. Menon that's our sheshna tashlumen, the koshavainu, that's true, you can make it up all 7 days. Tamalem, bechagashuas, bechagamatzes, bechagashuas, bechagasukais. Makish, bechagashuas, bechagamatzes, compared to chagamatzes, machagamatzes, yesh tashlumen kol shiva, you have to tashlumen all 7 days. Af Chagashuas, it's Tashlum Kol Shiva. So the Shuas, you have Tashlum all 7 days. Ask the Mar the Kasha, set you up for this. That Sukkot, how many days you have makeup for? You have not 7 full days, total days, you have 8 days. Ask the Mar, so I understand Pesach is Yom Tov 7 days. Fine. Sukkot is Yom Tov 8 days. Shuas is 1 day. So anyway, you're comparing it and taking out its element, you're adding days. So why add 6? Why not add 7? Says the Mar of Lekesh, Lechagasukkot, Malan Lishmaina, Afkan Shmaina. Why don't you compare the Chagasukkot and say, just like over here should be 8, so too there should be 8? Should we stop over here? No, let's go over here one more time. Says Mara, Shmini Regu Fenatzmehu. famous idea that Shmi Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmei. It's its own yomtiv, and therefore it's not part of Sukkos. Therefore, yes, there's a drasha, very good, Gemara over there in Chagigah also goes through it, there's a drasha that we learn from the Pesukim to include Shmi Atzeres as a makeup date. We do have a drasha, but it's still its own regel. So if I'm comparing Shavuos to the yomtiv, I'm only going to compare it to Pesach, where this is part of the yomtiv, so I add to Shavuos an amount that's also part of it. We'll make a kilo part of the yomtiv. We'll add to that. I'm not going to add the regel for atzmei. Ask the Gemara not so fast. Shmi Atzeres is not fully regel for atzmei. Well, look at me, what do I say? It's very interesting because you're going to have a list of things. Look at me, what do I say? It's a regular for Atzmai, Linyan, Pesach, Shav. Remember that. It's an easy memory tool. Pesach, Shav, we'll go through in a moment what those six things are. Each one is, each letter represents a different item that is there's a distinction between Sukkot and Shmi Atzeres. Avli Tashlumen, the Gabi Tashlumen, Tivya Kot Tashlumen, the Rishnu. But everyone agrees it's Mamash Tashlumen. Meaning, everyone agrees to an extent it is connected to the Yom Tov, and therefore let's circle back to Shavuos and say that you do learn out 7 days of Tashlumen or 8 days total. Tatan, Mishnei Chag, Yom Tov, Shavishin Shechag, Chag, Kos, Kol, Reglok, Yom Tov, Achon, Shechag. It's very nice you can tell me that Legabe, Meni, Dinam, Shmi, Atzeres, Meg, Vratz, but Legabe, Tashlumen, it's not. And once it's not, why can't that be my source for Shavuos to learn out that I have 8 total days, like Sukkos, answers the Gemara, famous Yisoid. I'm sure some of you thought of this. Tefasta merubale, tefasta, tefasta motefasta. As a general rule, if I have a source to learn from two places, I always take the small chiddush. You don't have a right to grab, the exact translation is, if you grab the little, or I'll say it in the order of the Gemara. If you grab too much, you haven't grabbed anything. If you grab the little, what you grab is okay. Meaning, you only have a right to take the small chiddush, you don't have a right to jump to the bigger chiddush. What is Pesach Shav? Let's just go through quickly. This is a little bit slight machlekes. We'll go through basic. We'll mention maybe one or two points of machlekes. The pay, of course, is pious. That means they used to have a lottery of which Kohanim were in the basic Midrash, get to which Avaidah. So every day they have lottery for different things, like the standard 13 Avaidahs, just related to in the morning and with the Tumid. But they have a pious who does what? So during Sukkot, they used to have lots of Mishmaris, actually, not just one Mishmar because of Yom Tevim. Normally each week you had a certain Mishmar. And each Mishmar had six Batei Av, and you divide the days of the week by the different Batei Av. But on Yom Tov, you have various Mishmaris would come, and they would do pious, they would do lotteries to make sure that there's an extra influx of carbonates, influx of condom, and do proper lotto systems. But then there would be an order. Once you set up that lotto, you keep this revolving around and having it be in a proper sequence of one after the next. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's a new sequence, the new pious. You don't continue from the prior lotteries. You can make a new lottery for which kind of which avodah on Shmini Atzeres. Man. What is man? Man is simply shechianu. Simple taich of man is shechianu, that you say a new shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't consider it that it's part of the original part of the same yontif of Sukkot. It's its own yontif legabe shechianu. Regel. So again, the simple taich you see over here, Rashi over here says that regel means in davening. You don't call it Sukkot. Rather, you say Shmini Atzeres, Chag Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Chag Atzeres. Right? Machloek is Ashkenaz Svar. Whether we put the word Chag, right? And that's, by the way, the deeper lumps of the machlekes. I shouldn't just run through that. It's mamish this discussion. The deeper lumps of the machlekes is Shmini Atzeres part of Sukkot, or is it its own chag, right? Do you say chag Shmini Atzeres, that's egin a chag, or Shmini Atzeres of a chag of Sukkot? It's mamish this discussion. It's the same. That's the same. That machlekes is really based in this conversation. Karban means the gabe karbanos, that the karbanos on Shmini Atzeres is different. You know, in Sukkot, you bring a total of, I mean, there's many karbanos, but the most famous ones are the 70 paras. You bring, can I get the umes, and you go down from every day, you start with 13, and you go down 13, 12, 11, down to 7, right? The medium of 13 and 7 is 10, times 7 is 70. Okay, so you have 70 karbanos. Shmini Atzeres, you only bring one par. You don't bring, you know, you don't go down to 6. You just drop to 1. Shear, this is the shear of the Levium, is different. There's a sequence that said throughout Sukkot, and then when you move Shmini Atzeres, it's a totally different shear. Lamaseach Lashminas, to be exact. And bracha is the bracha, the simple taich. Again, there's a machlekes about this one as well. I didn't say the machlekes before. By regel, there's a machlekes. We said by regel, what does it mean? The nusach you say in Shmon Esrei, you say Shmini Atzeres is there, or Chagi Sukkot is there. Rashi in Sukkot brings also, I have in the bottom of here, my Likutei, Rashi brings on regel, so before regel last night, shame chag sukkah, shame yeshim sukkah. Rashi says by regel, you don't sit in a sukkah, right? Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in a sukkah, right? You're more of the set talks about, right? You have this type of sashri, and chutzar, you have the problems where it says, we sit in the sukkah, we don't make a bracha, we don't sleep in the sukkah, right? Okay, fine. But the point is, bechlal, you know, Rashi says you don't sit in the sukkah, that's what regel means. Again, that's not the tight Rashi means over here. Rashi says it's not called sukkahs, that means the gabi davening. Okay, lastly, what was the last one? I didn't say the last one was, bracha. Bracha is the bracha they'd make on the king. They used to make a bracha on the king, they give a bracha to the king by the Beis Hamikdash on on Sukkot time. Yeah, obviously on Shmini Atzeres on Sukkot time. And made this bracha is dafka on Shmini Atzeres, not on Sukkot. Okay, we'll pause. The Gemara's not finished yet. The Gemara continues, but we'll pause over here. Pick it up tomorrow, Mr. Jim, for a million conversation.